This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
What we should also do, and one of the most beautiful lessons we learn in Islam, is that the human being should always be between two very important emotions, hope and fear. Hope and fear, raja and khawf. We should always, and in terms of fasting, we should look at our fast with hope that it's been accepted and we've done the best we can do. And a little bit of fear and trepidation that maybe I didn't do as well as I should have with this day of fasting, and that tomorrow I will do better. I will do better. I will do better. It's beautiful. It's like the wings of a bird, hope and fear, that if you lose one, the bird cannot sustain its flight. It crashes and falls, right? Always to be between the two emotions. And here we ask ourselves and say to ourselves, this all sounds great, Dr. Rania, this all sounds great, but how? How do we do this? How do we take this journey of the self in Ramadan? How is it that we reach a point that we're really reaping the full blessings of this month as it's intended to be? Let's look at Imam al-Ghazali and his psychology of the self. Right? We're trying to understand our journey of the self. Let's look at Imam al-Ghazali and the psychology of the self. And Imam al-Ghazali's understanding of the human psyche supersedes the best of what modern psychology could come up with, has come up with, and explaining of the human condition. And I say that as a psychiatrist, that I truly, I'm, you know, just amazed by what Imam al-Ghazali has come with as the framework of the human psyche. And so when you look at the true genius of Imam al-Ghazali, you see here that when he talks about the psyche, he splits it into four domains. The intellect, aqil. The heart, qalb. The nafs, the self. And the ruh, the spirit, or soul. And the spiritual heart, not the physical heart, the one that pumps blood, but rather the spiritual heart, the qalb, is what derives and nourishes our drives and nourishes our soul. It's what seeks connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is what has the potential to have the most beautiful experiences and purest of emotions. But you see, when you don't feed your heart, right? Just like if the physical heart was devoid of blood, it would go into cardiac arrest and die. The spiritual heart, when it's not being fed properly, right, there's a huge void. And whenever there's a void, you see these four aspects, right? Something else will come up and try to fill the void instead. So the first contender that comes up to the plate, kind of waddles on up, very naively, is the physical state. And it comes to the front line thinking it can fill the void that you haven't been feeding your spiritual heart with. It's going to fill the void with what? The physical, right, stuff. Clothes and cars and gadgets and entertainment and relationships and people, both actual and virtual, right? You fill it with stuff, right? But unfortunately, the more you put in it, it's like a bottomless cup. The more you try to fill it, the more that seeps out. The more you put in, the more that comes out. And you can't actually fill the void truthfully. So you feel the void still. The next contender comes up, and this is the nafs, the ego. Right? So it says, okay, the physical can't fill it, I'm going to try. And it wells up, right? The ego wells up, the nafs, all your desires, right? And when the physical wells up and the ego wells up, it pushes the spiritual heart out of the way. It weakens that connection to the heart. The connection that you could potentially feel with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it weakens it. And so Ramadan comes, and actually, it is the only time of the year that it forces you to put the physical aside and break the nafs and put that aside. The ego goes down and the physical goes down. And like we said, whenever there's a void, something else has to well up and take its place. But when you put down and minimize the physical and you minimize the ego, the nafs, the heart, right, takes its place.